On with the show.
What's going on, everybody? It's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I am one half of your dynamic duo of the nerds. I'm the nerd and you are.
Nerdette.
How the hell are you doing?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Great.
It's fucking beautiful outside, man. I'm so excited right now. We went ahead an hour and it's one extra hour of sunshine, which means I'm fucking happy, man. It's a
I didn't know bird. I love we it. Were going ahead an hour.
No?
I had no fucking idea.
A lot of people didn't know.
I woke up Sunday morning, like, jumping out of bed because I knew the dogs had to go potty and all that. And I'm like, why is it so fucking dark out?
Yeah.
That threw me right off.
Can I ask you a question? What? You just said the word fucking and potty in the same sentence. And why'd you censor yourself with potty? You're like, yeah, the dogs went out and took a shit.
Well, they had to go to the bathroom. I don't know.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So but yeah, that threw me off. We had a showdown with a snake.
I forgot about that.
That was very...
It was the worst.
...entertaining with us two scumbags out there.
Never even got that close to a snake. Two city folk.
Fighting a fucking snake.
Yeah. It was a fight.
The
snake had a sword and a shield, and we had swords and shields. We were fighting back and forth.
This snake had been in our yard every single day for over a week. It was probably close to 2 weeks. Same snake... Because I had the same stupid dirt mark on like, the same area. Like, it was the same damn snake. It would come out of our stoop and go in sunbathe, and then it would disappear.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. I can't let the dogs run around out there. I don't know where the fuck this thing is. I can't go out there and pick up after the dogs because I don't know where the damn thing is. I'm like, we have to get rid of these leaves because we're getting mowed, and I have to be able to pick up after the dogs. So we go out there Sunday. Was it Sunday? I think it was Sunday.
Yep, Sunday.
And I'm standing on the stoop because I know that this snake is around somewhere.
Yep.
So I'm like, it's either under the stoop or it's in that fucking yard. So I'm standing on the stoop and I'm raking around the stoop, making like really like being loud purposely. Like, something is here. Do not fucking come out and scare the shit out of me.
Yeah, you're on the stoop and I'm dead center in the fucking yard. I don't see this thing. I'm just fucking... raking
so
away.
You're in the middle of the yard just raking leaves. And I'm waiting. And so nothing's happening on my side. And then all of a sudden you're like, there it is.
I was like, this motherfucker. This motherfucker. I fucking felt something weird. It wasn't like you're moving, you know, leaves easily. All of a sudden something gave a little bit of resistance. I'm like, oh, you fuck. Lifted it up and there it fucking was, man.
He was laying under the leaves. And I'm like, oh my God. And I couldn't see it because my eyes are terrible. And yeah. They blend into shit.
Yep.
So I'm like, where the hell is it? It took me like 30 seconds to find it. I'm like, oh shit, it's staring like right at the stoop.
Staring.
I'm standing on top of its freaking home. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to dart to the other side of the yard and go behind. Because if it smells, it's not going to go to the area that it needs to go to. And I'm like, it wants to get underneath the stoop. So I have to not be here.
Because it was definitely scared. It didn't want to be anywhere near us.
Oh God, what a fucking nightmare. I don't know. That was just so... I ran to the other side. You ran on top of the stoop. It was just... You were high as fuck. It was just a nightmare.
I was high as a fucking kite.
God.
And for some reason, as we're describing again, I don't know why the fuck you went out in the yard. You should have just went in the fucking house. It's not gonna knock on the door and get in the house and attack you.
Because I knew we had to get the raking done. I was determined. Like, yeah. I have to be able to pick up after these dogs before he comes to mow. I don't want him mowing over piles of shit.
So essentially...
Like, I have to clean it up.
Like, essentially, we switched spots. Because, like, you fucking come out in the yard. I went on the stoop and I'm like, where's the shovel? Because we used to have a fucking machete in the yard. We used to have a nice-ass machete. We bought it at Walmart for, like, $7 and left it out, and it got, like, fucking disgusting.
Busted and gross.
So I'm like, what the hell can we use to fucking, you know, combat this fucking thing? And we've got a shovel, not, like, a square shovel. It's one of those, like
a spade.
Yeah, like a spaded one. And I'm sitting there holding it on top of the stoop like this guy wants to get in the thing. So if I stand here and wait for it to come, I'm going to, you know, stab it or whatever.
As he's standing on the stoop with his fucking shovel,
yep.
I am out there raking and trying to hurry up and throw all the leaves yep. in the bags as quickly as possible. I'm like, well, it has to get done. And you're like, just go inside. I'm like, no, he's coming. I have to
get it
done.
Who gives a shit about this? It's fucking, you know, this whatever.
Because if our yard is shitty,
yeah.
that's one thing. But when someone else is coming over, even though they're doing yard work, I don't want them to come in and be like, what the fuck is wrong with these people? Like, we know we're scumbags.
Well, like a fucking snake. I don't want to look like a snake. A snake isn't a cockroach. That's something that, you know, just shows up. It's not like, you know.
Yeah.
So like, they live outside and that's what they did.
God.
But anyway, I'm sitting there waiting and I'm sitting there having a fucking stare down with the snake. And all of a sudden it starts moving towards me. I'm like, all right, you know, it's trying to get to its home. And I'm sitting there waiting. I'm holding the shovel. And then I was waiting. Like half of it was underneath the stoop and the other half was like out. I'm like, finally, fucking just came down, raining down with the fucking spade, got his ass. And then you yelled, you're like, you got him. I'm like, fucking it. And I'm digging it into the fucking thing's body, trying to cut it in half and shit. And then, like, it started doing, like, a weird, like, maneuver, and then it got free and then disappeared under the stoop. We haven't seen it since.
I haven't seen it since. So it's either dying, dead,
it's,
or it took the fuck off. But I was not standing there for hours waiting for it to come out.
It's got to be dead, because, like, I was like, all right, well, then, like, what do we do here? And there's two options when, you know, you think about a wounded animal. You're like, all right, it's gonna either be dangerous or it's going to hide. So eventually, you were doing the raking, and I'm sitting there holding a shovel on top of the stoop, because this is a big-ass stoop.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, like, looking on all sides, high as shit, with a fucking spade in my hand, waiting for round two with this thing. Because my mindset is, if this thing comes out to, like, go back out into the yard to escape, I'm going to fucking pound it again and, you know, try to, you know, stab it again or whatever. It never came back out. We still haven't seen it.
The whole time, you're like, hurry up.
I'm like, hurry the fuck up, man. Like, I am I'm seeing, like, three of you in the yard. I'm spinning. I'm thirsty. I can't take my eyes off the ground. I can't focus on the ground. I don't know which way is up and down.
And we had Faith out there for protection, because she's the guard. She will attack whatever. I'm so, like, Faith was out there chasing fucking bumblebees. I'm like, bitch, you're supposed to be next to me, protecting my ass.
Dog will not leave. At least we know the dog's loyalty. If something ever goes down, man, this dog will not leave me. I'm like, go away. I'm like, go with her, you idiot. I got the spade. go with her.
I'm out there raking piles of leaves, hoping there's not another snake.
Yeah.
It was just a nightmare, but... whatever. We haven't seen it since Sunday.
I think this is going to be my second snake kill since we moved to South Carolina. I killed one when we had guests here.
Yeah. That was a small one. That didn't freak
me out. It was a little one. This was a big snake. Yeah. And this one, I think if we don't see it for another couple of days, I think we can give me another kill here. I'm undefeated against snakes.
I just hope it's not, like, healing. I'm hoping it just took off. Like, and the thing is, like, I understand they're good. They're there for a reason, but
be good outside my fucking fence.
Come sunbathe, but then disappear. Like, the dogs need to be able to play. Like, this is their yard.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to be able to go out and pick up after them. Like, I understand your job. Good for you, but just get out from the stoop.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how I feel. What else have you been doing besides fucking fighting snakes?
No, that's it. That was my excitement for this whole week.
That was pretty fun. I'll tell you what. I wish I wasn't so stoned.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. I think it died. I think because I was digging it in, and they don't have bone or anything. I mean, snakes can maneuver. I think that's what it was doing. I think I cut it good with the spade, and it was like reorganizing itself to get the fuck away from it, you know? And I think that's what it did. I think it slid off, and it got under.
I just, you know what?
It's a good chunk of it, though.
It's the weather. If it wasn't for this weather, I would move to someplace with something nice and, you know, butterflies. Yeah. Fucking snakes, man.
Well, I've been up to some stuff here. I've been watching some things, and too much, so much so that I've been getting shit in our chat because I've got too many things going on now.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm talking on the show, like, oh, I'm watching this, that, and the other thing.
Because you get into a show, and then listeners start watching it along with you, and then you get sidetracked and start watching other shit, and they're like, well, what part are you at? And you're like, oh, I haven't watched it yet today.
Yeah, I feel
and,
bad.
And, like, that's not fair.
I feel bad, because I started Sex and the City, and one of the people in our chat started Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm.
She blew past me and beat it, but she finished it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, I'm still on I just started season 5. Which I was informed is only, how many episodes did they say?
Eight
episodes. Because apparently Sarah Jessica Parker was pregnant, so they cut it short. So, there's only 6 seasons. I'm done with this show before Friday, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to start another one. I'm going to finish up some of the things I'm watching. But, funny fucking shit. The funniest scene from that show was Samantha's the character, played by Kim Cattrall. She's like the sex kitten of the show. This episode in season 3 where these trans people were outside of her fucking house and they were trans prostitutes. And they were having an argument because they were being loud and keeping her up. And she, you know, she has a really expensive apartment in New York. So they're having this argument one night, and she's like yelling, she's like, "You fucking idiots, get the fuck out of my house, shut the fuck up." And then they call her something back. She's like, "Stay right here, motherfuckers." She went and boiled some water and threw it out the window and hit one of them. And their fucking wig came off, and it was the funniest fucking moment in Sex and the City. I was in here fucking dying. I thought that was hilarious. And then she partied with them in the next scene, so she made well. So she didn't just bash on them, you know, they became friendly and whatnot. And now I'm in season 5, so this is going to be a quick season. It's only 8 episodes. I'm looking forward for it to end. And then I got to watch the movie, of course, because I'm enjoying it.
I think there's 2. Isn't there 2 movies?
That's right, there's 2.
I think so, yeah.
They had a regular movie, and then I think they have a series. I think they continued it to see what happened to them after the show. I don't think it's a movie. I think it's a series. I think they did a movie, and then they did a series or something. And Kim Cattrall showed up for it, and that was a big deal, I remember. I don't know. I'm not enjoying it as much as I did the first time.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I enjoyed it more. Now it seems a little dated, even though it does feel good to watch something from the 90s again.
I felt like that when I rewatched The OC. I loved it back in the day when it was on. And then I rewatched it. And I'm like, oh, it's good. I don't know why I loved it so much, but it's good.
Yeah. Watched the movie called Last Looks. It's got the Sons of Anarchy guy in it. Mel Gibson and Marina Baccarin. She was the chick. She plays Deadpool's girlfriend, who's barely in the fucking movie.
Yeah.
But it was one of the worst movies I ever saw in my life. Mel Gibson's career, I guess, still never recovered from calling everybody horrible it was Jewish or some shit. Remember that he went on like some racist rant or whatever the fuck, some anti-Semitic thing, I forgot what it was. And he's just getting roles cast in whatever. He's not, you know, Mel Gibson anymore, I guess. And this movie really shows it, man. It was god-awful. And, you know, good for the Sons of Anarchy guy. Jax was in this movie. I just, whatever the fuck.
He's in something else too on Netflix. Another
good movie. For him. Like his career was going up with this movie, and you could tell Mel Gibson's is going down. So it's like,
yeah.
I mean, it just wasn't good. It's nothing worth talking about. I would give that a fucking F. Don't just avoid it. I'm excited to talk about a couple sports things. I know this isn't a sports show, and we have fucking a lot of non-male listeners here, so this is just going to be a fart in the wind. But I'm excited because the New York Giants finally got rid of this useless sack of fucking dog shit running back, Saquon Barkley. Motherfucker was a waste of money, waste of a draft pick. I hated it from the start. 6 years of fucking misery of this guy sitting on the sideline, fucking holding a clipboard, injured, collecting millions of dollars to do a fucking not a goddamn thing. But demand more money from a team who fucking he did nothing for. The guy produced fucking 4 yards a run he averaged over his career with the Giants. Motherfucker is just a worthless player. And the fucking Eagles got him of all teams. They let him go to the division rival.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't give a fuck. I hate him. I don't give a fuck. If he went to the Dallas Cowboys and won them 3 Super Bowls in a row, I wouldn't care. I just don't want him on the Giants because he was a waste of a fucking roster spot. Another thing that I did enjoy, though, was the boxing match on Friday. And this fight was this guy named Francis Ngannou. He is a UFC legend. He was the baddest man on the planet, they called him, right? He had a boxing match against Tyson Fury months and months back. And he knocked the guy down, and I was like, holy shit. The professional boxer almost losing to a guy. I thought he lost the fight, you know, to this guy who fought his first boxing match, came from the MMA. So they were thinking he was going to beat this guy, Anthony Joshua, who got knocked out a few times in boxing. And, you know, they were saying, this guy's the hardest puncher in the world. He's going to knock this Joshua guy out. So I'm sitting there expecting a fucking hell of a fight. First round looked okay, a little shaky, you know, trying to fill each other out and whatnot. All of a sudden, this fucking Anthony Joshua guy hits this Ngannou dude in the face with one of the hardest punches I've ever seen in my life. Fucking lights out for this motherfucker. He gets up at the count of 8, so I'm like, oh man, you know, it's not that good. He got knocked down in the first round. Your confidence is shot. He ain't going to last much longer. Somehow he makes it out of the first round. Second round comes, bum, bum, boom, gets fucking knocked down again with the second hardest punch I've ever seen in my life. Guy's fucking eyes are just blurry. He's getting up. He's stumbling. Then all of a sudden, he like does some like Hulk Hogan move. You know, Hulk Hogan used to kick out at the count of 2, and he looked like he was doing a head-shaking thing, and he was like invincible. This guy, all of a sudden, his eyes look clear. I'm like, all right, all of a sudden, fucking Anthony Joshua comes out of his corner. One last punch. I'm telling you, like lightning struck the ceiling from this guy and hit this guy's fist at the exact moment his hand hit this dude's face. It was like fucking Superman punching Doomsday to put him down in the comic books kind of punch. It was the nastiest, hardest punch I have ever seen in professional sports. instantly crumbled. This motherfucker crumbled like cheese, man. He just fucking just boom, boom, boom. Just fucking his body fell in sections. His leg was behind his head like Woody from Toy Story when Andy came in the room. Yeah. Andy's coming, and he all fucking plopped. This is what this guy looked like. His eyes were shut on the way down. I watched this knockout, no lie, 500 times since it fucking happened. I can't stop watching. Different angles. It was just... I thought the guy died on impact. It was like, holy shit. So there you go. That was the MMA experiment. That was fucking huge, man. And then they had a UFC fight on Saturday night, which I stayed up until like 3 o'clock in the morning watching this shit because these fights are just ridiculous. So I don't think I'm ever doing that again. I'm not doing it again. I'm not... Even if Mike Tyson and Jason Paul, whatever the fuck...
Jake Paul,
they're fighting. I don't... You know. It's going to be on Netflix.
Yeah, what is with these stupid fights? I don't understand why they keep doing money, I guess. It's just,
I don't know, man.
I feel like it's getting really, really ridiculous.
It's bad. Mike Tyson is 58 years old when that fight happens.
Like, I just don't understand why it's like a joke.
I don't know, man. It's fucking nasty. But that punch, though, holy shit, man. If you guys don't watch fighting, look up this Anthony Joshua knockout punch. It is the hardest fucking hit I've ever seen a human being get punched with. I really thought the guy died because his body was flat out on the ground. He didn't move for minutes. They cut away to something else. They were celebrating, showing the crowd cheering. And I heard the guy in the audience, he's like, yeah, he's still down. And then when someone's still down like that, man, you got to start worrying. And after the fight, Anthony Joshua, the boxer who won the fight, he showed so much fucking dignity and respect for this guy. He was so nice to him after the knockout. Like, hey, man, you know, keep boxing. Keep your head up. You did a great job, that kind of thing. Like, respect your story, because the guy has a hell of a story. He was a guy who came from like Cameroon, like I had nothing, came here with no money. He had to get loans from fellow fighters and shit, and he became this huge deal. He just made $20 million to get knocked out. I'll let that motherfucker hit me with that same punch for $20 million. For half of that, I would do it. But hell of a night of fights, man. But that's pretty much all I got. You didn't do anything else?
No, I'm watching the reunion for this season of The Challenge that I did not watch. It was trash. The ratings were low for this past season. Yeah. If you don't have good people on it, people aren't going to watch. And this season was... I started watching and I'm like, this is fucking terrible. This is a terrible fucking cast. Like, it was awful.
Yeah.
And the only time I ended up watching it was when, like, Cara Maria... Like, the Legends came on. When the Vets came on, and I'm like, okay. Like, so I watched those handful of episodes. The rest I didn't watch. I'm like, well, I'm going to catch up on the reunion part and see where the hell it's going, because two new seasons are about to come out. Mm-hmm. So, and oh, God, man, they just sucks, man. Yeah. These people are just trash.
Trash and the other people great? What's the difference?
Some of these people are just, like, they're boring, and I just don't like them. They're trying to get you to like them, but no one does. People like the Vets, the people that have been around for a long time. And if you don't have those freaking people on, people aren't... I've read so many articles. People weren't watching.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not having the good people on. And so... And then this guy is now a champ. And so one of the champs on Twitter or whatever is like, yeah, you're a champ of losers, dude. None of the champs were on the show. So... You can't really call yourself a champ. I don't know. This season was...
their problem they created, though.
Terrible. Terrible. So I can't wait. Before the season, the cast was leaked.
You know the network created that problem, though. I mean, you can't keep bringing back... Of course they're going to create fan favorites because you keep bringing them back.
Well, that's the issue. Now you can't get rid of them.
Make them one and dones. And then you take the power away from the players.
They're slowly trying to...
Keep it in the hands of the show.
Because there's so many now. There's Challenge US. There's All Stars. There's The Challenge. And now they're all over in, like, different countries. But they're trying to now bring the Vets slowly over to All Stars and bring new groups into the actual challenge.
And then have them be feeders for the other show.
Yeah, it's just not as... Like, this season was not as good. And I think that's why they sprinkled, like, some of the champs in there in the middle.
Yeah.
And that's when the ratings spiked.
You see, I don't like seeing the same people and shit, man.
See, I do, because otherwise...
It bothers me.
Because they have storylines. There's a past there.
There's
people that they get along
big.
With, people they don't get along with. There's backstabbing. Like, there's a lot of history there. So, I don't know. But I'm watching the reunion just so I can know what happened during the season.
Good.
And then that's it. I'm excited, though, because All Stars starts next month. And I'm fucking pumped.
Okay. Well, that's the one with Cara Marie back.
She's back, and yeah. she looks good, because I see her on this reunion. I'm like, buff. Oh, yeah, she...
She's a little buff.
She put a little more muscle on her. I mean, she was built before.
She's not cute anymore. She's not cute.
I'm like, oh, she's going to kick some ass.
She looks like she's ready to fight somebody, man. Good for her.
Good. I'm glad. So,
and then afterwards, she could eat a couple pizzas and start looking cute again. You know, start getting rid of some of that muscle. I mean, it's nice to see a fit woman, but, you know, there's something called too jacked. You know,
I don't think she crosses that line yet.
She crosses that line, man. There is a very fine line.
I think for bodybuilding women, I think they look. I don't like bodybuilder people. I think they're all gross.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't like looking
at it. It's disgusting.
Man.
Like
there's a fine line with it. You know, there really is.
I don't think she's there yet. I don't think she's too muscly.
Well, before we get into the show today, I do want to have a special Florida Man segment here. There's a special birthday coming up this Friday. I want to make sure I get this one out today. There's a special Florida Man one here. So if your birthday happens to be this Friday, here's your Florida Man birthday story for you. Florida Man caught with his pecker in his hand and a pickle in his ... Where do you think the pickle is?
In his mouth. I know where it was.
Police received an interesting call in Oldsmar, Florida on March 15th. And the police probably weren't ready for the sight they were about to see and the strong smell of vinegar that was going to curse their cruisers.
Pickles are so good, though.
They are good.
That's such a waste of a pickle.
Well,
I love pickles.
Never had a chocolate-covered pickle?
It's disgusting.
Ugh, people deep-fry them, too, pickles.
I know. I've never had one of those.
Yeah.
I can stand out in the kitchen and eat a whole damn jar of pickles, like, no fucking problem. It never makes it to the fridge. I am just going to eat the whole thing.
Long-time listeners are going to probably know what the fuck I'm about to say, mm-hmm. but my sister used to drink pickle juice right out the fucking jar,
and a lot of pregnant women do. I never
juice.
Did.
Well, yeah. Well, she was always pregnant, so I don't know if it was a thing. Is she, like, normal? She was always pregnant. She didn't know who the dad was. Anyway, Eric the Tease was lying on his back in front of a townhouse with his pants off, a penis in one hand and a large, uneaten pickle in the other. Notice how they said large pickle, but just penis, so I guess he wasn't impressing them. According to an officer, he was using the pickle to penetrate his rectum while he was masturbating.
Well, there you go.
You think it was one of the pickles with, like, something. The bumps on it? Or do you think it was a regular one?
Oh, my God.
He's being held in Pinellas County Jail on a $150 bond. He has a tattoo on his arm that simply says, only God can judge me. And I wonder what God is thinking about him right now. I gave you those pickles to eat, motherfucker. There is no word if the pickle has been seized into evidence. That's probably in some... You know what you do? You take it and you put it in the evidence locker. And then if someone pisses you off at work, you're like, hey, I left a salad in the fridge. And then there you go. Take care of it. Mm. Chop it up, throw it in there. And be like, here you go.
That's nice, man.
Fucking bastards.
Ghostbusters is coming out next week.
Dude,
are you
the 22nd.
Excited?
Oh my God. I am so fucking ready for this movie, man. I have never been so excited for a movie. Because the first one, I was more nervous because there's children in it.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if I was going to like it. And the fact that I liked it so much makes me extremely excited for this one. I am just ready to go. I hope they don't do another Egon stunt.
Are you going to bring your proton pack?
I don't have one. I wish I fucking did. Don't let people think I have an awesome thing. I wish I fucking did, man. I'd be wearing it right now during the podcast. I would never take it off. I'd be wearing that shit.
Which is why you don't have one.
No, because I'm fucking broke.
You would go out to the mailbox with the damn proton pack on. It would never come out.
Oh man, it'd be great. Go out to the phone.
Walk around Walmart with it on.
Jesus. No, I probably wouldn't, because it'd be another conversation. I don't even wear my New York Giants stuff out the house because I don't want people commenting on anything.
That's true.
Try to be as basic as possible.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't fucking... Just don't invite it. All right, so let's get on into it here. We were talking about snakes earlier. Well, here's a story from Georgia about men plotting to have a large python eat a woman's daughter.
I saw this.
What do you think?
Like, I read an article. I don't know if it's the same one or not, but they didn't give a reason why these guys were so pissed off at this woman.
I don't think they wanted her to have that kid.
It's just very weird.
Let's find out here. Two men have been indicted on federal charges for blowing up a woman's home in Richmond Hill, Georgia, and allegedly hatching a strange plot to unleash a python in the home to eat the woman's daughter. I mean, are pythons just going to actively seek out a child? You know, I mean...
Well, Florida pythons are massive.
I don't know what their eating habits are, you know? You can't train it like, hey, go in there and eat that kid, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
They just thought it was going to do its thing. I don't know. Stephen Glosser and Caleb Kinsey are charged with creating a plan to kill, intimidate, harass, or injure their victim, who was identified by Bryan County Sheriff Mark Crow as a woman who had a previous relationship with one of the two men.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know that.
Their plot against her allegedly involved shooting arrows at her door. What fucking year was this? Was this 1846? Was this written in? What the fuck? Sending dog poop and dead rats. Scalping her and blowing up the home, according to a press release from the United States Attorney's Office in the Southern District of Georgia. They also allegedly plotted to release a large python into the victim's home to eat the victim's daughter. The indictment alleges that Glosser researched and planned a route to the home, and then Kinsey ordered Tannerite online, which they used to build a bomb at Glosser's home. Tannerite is used to create exploding targets for long-range shooting practice. So these guys knew what they were doing. And Glosser and Kinsey are both charged with stalking, use of an explosive to commit another felony offense, conspiracy to use an explosive to commit a felony, and possession of an unregistered destructive device. So these guys are pretty much charged with everything. You got to ask why they used a python. You think it was because they could have just said, like, oh, it snuck into the house and bit this child. We don't know how it got there.
Well, pythons are everywhere in Florida.
Yeah, but then again, they're shooting fucking arrows at the house and shit. I mean, what kind of shit is this?
I still don't know why.
Yeah.
She had a relationship with one of them, but what did she do?
They didn't go into detail. It's just
they were just freaking the hell out on her. I don't get it.
So they didn't shoot the arrows. That was her plan, was to shoot arrows. So they were going to, like, fucking send dog poop and dead rats to the house. They were about scalping her.
Yeah, through, like, the mail, right? Yeah.
I mean, if the relationship's over, let it be over, you know? I mean,
people are nuts, man.
It's fucking done. I guess it's one of those cases of, like, it's not being able to fucking let go, man, you know? It's tough, but crazy shit, man. That's fucking Florida for you.
No, when a relationship's over, like, it's done.
Yeah.
Fuck you, don't talk to me.
A criminal justice reform advocate who once served 25 years in prison for attempted murder was charged with murder Thursday in New York City after authorities found a headless torso in a Bronx apartment. The New York Times, NBC New York, and ABC 7 reported that the New York City Police Department made the discovery on Tuesday. 2 days later, police arrested Sheldon Johnson, 48. The victim was identified as Colin Small. He was 44. The outlet also reported that police said neighbors in Small's building heard gunshots coming from his apartment and allegedly saw a man coming and going from the apartment with cleaning supplies. ABC reported that after searching the apartment, police alleged that they found the victim's head and legs in a freezer. So Johnson, a former Bloods gang member, has spoken publicly about turning his life around in prison and has since worked as a counselor for Queens Defenders, a public defender's office. I guess that's the best way to hide your murders, is to act like you're fucking reformed and then work for the people that are trying to push you away, right? He's working for the public defender's office and shit. He's like, I changed my life in prison. I'm a good guy now, and he's doing this shit still.
I want to hire those type of people, though. Why would you trust that?
They got to work somewhere.
Okay, work at the grocery store. Why would you...
Do you want them packing your shit, too, and handling your credit card, you know? I mean...
Well, it's better than defending people.
Where the fuck do you put these
people? And counseling them. Like, I wouldn't want... Like, no.
You don't want them in landscaping, because you don't want them around your business or your house. I mean, what the fuck do you do with them?
I don't know.
That's tough.
Just get rid of them.
Just put them in the warehouse. Just get rid of them.
just get rid of them.
Put them under the prison.
Make them disappear.
Yeah. So this guy had body parts. What's up with people just keeping body parts in freezers, man? Just, I don't know.
That's a question I was thinking.
Really weird. This isn't the first time they've done this, too. We've had multiple stories where people are just, like, holding on to body parts for, like, years and shit.
Probably don't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
Can't hold on to a whole body, so just take it apart piece by piece. It's easier to store.
I guess. Until
you figure out what to do with it. Maybe he was going to go on vacation one day and just
fucking bring it with him.
Bring it with him.
I just don't know. But, like, what do you do, though?
I don't know.
Because you got to figure, like, if you take a body part, you throw it in a lake, it'll wash up somewhere. And you'll be like, hey, there's a fucking arm here. They're going to call the police. There's going to be an investigation. And it's still going to be investigated. You can't get rid of this shit unless you bring it to the pig farm.
Right. So just stop killing people.
Exactly.
Because how are you going to get rid of the body?
Exactly.
Unless you're Heisenberg.
That was a really solid plan that we had.
And you dissolve it in something.
What was that one story we were talking about where they were like, this is how you really do it? And somebody sent it for you a while back. And it was like, you have to bury it, and then you got to put something in, and you got to bury it again and do something else.
A dead animal.
That's right. You bury a person, and then a dead animal on top of that. That's right. Weird fucking stuff we find. Weird stuff. It's like you bury the body 6 feet, you bury a dead animal 3 feet.
Yeah.
To throw the scent off or some shit. I don't know what the fuck they did.
And the body will never be found.
Yeah.
I don't... Whatever. I'm not testing that theory.
So if I ever dig up a random fucking squirrel somewhere in the woods, you keep on going because you're going to find somebody.
Oh, God.
What do you got?
Well, let's see. Nothing gruesome like you have. Campbell's has just announced a new limited edition soup that takes a classic comfort food combination and puts it into a single can. Campbell's limited edition grilled cheese and tomato soup was announced by a pair of food-focused Instagram accounts that both shared photos of the retro-looking red and yellow can. Do you like tomato soup?
No, not at all.
No? Me neither.
Not at all.
But a lot of people, I guess, like grilled cheese with it for some reason. I don't like tomato soup, so I don't know.
Grilled cheese is good by itself, but
I love grilled
tomato
cheese.
Soup? I don't know. I guess it's hearty.
Yeah.
It's like a thicker soup, you know.
Campbell's knows how much y'all love grilled cheese with tomato soup and is just cutting straight to the point with the new grilled cheese tomato soup. The Snackolator account wrote, "The soup features the tomato soup you all know and love from Campbell's and blends in that cheesy goodness of a grilled cheese." A couple of Instagram commenters say that already seen the soup at the supermarkets, while others were already imagining a big bowl of grilled cheese and tomato, possibly with a side of grilled cheese. "I'm still dipping a grilled cheese in it," one person wrote, while another commented that they'd eat it straight from the can. Oh, no.
Can I ask you
That's
a question?
Gross.
Are these people fucking completely helpless in their own lives that they have to wait for a fucking tomato soup to come out? You
they
can't just make
it
yourself.
You.
Oh, my God, I got tomato soup in my house. I've got this. I got to put it together.
I don't know.
I mean, like, it's those fucking hot dogs that you see at the store. They're like SpaghettiOs with hot dog slices in it. And people will buy that. Like, why can't you just buy hot dogs and buy spaghetti and
put
this shit together and you'll have a lot more? Cheaper.
I never had spaghetti with hot dogs in it.
Did
you growing up?
Yeah, probably. I mean, it was for poor people, you know. You just
I thought it was so strange because, like, I saw that on Big Bang Theory. I'm like, that is disgusting.
Yeah.
But I never thought, like, well, SpaghettiOs comes with hot dogs.
I'm sure it's good. I don't remember. It's been so long. I try to distance myself from shit I ate as a kid. I haven't had peanut butter and syrup in years either. But that was good. That was fucking amazing.
We're not going down the syrup route again.
Oh, I would do it in a heartbeat if I ate bread.
Because this is the internet we're talking about, there were some critics in the comments too. The textural contrast between the soup and the sandwich is half the reason why it works, one person said. Nobody wants to slurp a sandwich, another one said. People are always bitching about something.
Every time.
Beyond all that, Campbell's just announced a fitting sweepstakes just ahead of National Grilled Cheese Day. The company has given away a free 2-pack of the new flavor. No purchases required. All you have to do is enter before March 20th. And they'll send you a 2-pack of the new soup. I don't know. I'm sure there's people out there that would love that.
I'm sure.
I do love me some fucking grilled cheese, though.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that shit's good.
I don't know. People will buy that shit, though. Like, it's just weird how people will buy exclusive items that you can easily make at home, you know?
They seem to be combining everything now.
Yeah.
Like, everything.
Yeah, I know.
It's
weird stuff, man. Like, we saw the Reese's popcorn at the store. Like, really? Do you have to put Reese's peanut butter cups in popcorn?
Yeah.
I mean, can we stop with this weird shit, these weird inventions are doing?
I don't know.
I blame cereal for that shit. I think cereal was the first one to do it. The cereal brands, when you can get, like, flavored cereal of things that you normally shouldn't, you're like, wait, what is this a cereal of now?
I have one more, speaking of combining stuff. Last Wednesday, just a few days ahead of National Ranch Day, Hidden Valley Ranch announced a brand new partnership with Cheez-It to bring the world a flavor combination you never knew you needed with Cheesy Ranch.
They've done that before. I want to say they've done that. I know Hidden Valley's done stuff before like this.
I know they've done, like, it was ketchup, wasn't it? I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that a while back.
Yeah, because I remember we were saying that's basically what that freaking Big Mac sauce was.
Yeah. It's new flavor inspired by fans. According to the team, the new flavor simply combines the flavor of ranch with real cheese. The company noted that it makes the perfect addition to your favorite Cheez-It cracker, or add it as a side to any of your favorite dippable foods like nachos, fries, and even a soft pretzel. Oh. The new Cheesy Ranch will be available for purchase at Walmart and Kroger for $5.99 and is expected to hit shelves later this month. But this isn't the only news Hidden Valley Ranch has to share. It's also launching 6 new Hidden Valley Ranch flavors throughout the spring season, including Garlic Ranch, Nashville Hot, Creamy Jalapeno, Spicy Hot Honey, Green Goddess, and Parmesan Ranch.
It all sounds good, especially the Parmesan one at the end.
I don't care for ranch, but those flavors sound good.
Ranch is
like
fucking
amazing.
Ranch is good on anything. Mm. And Parmesan Ranch has got to be good, too.
So there you go.
I was suspicious about people combining stuff. I'm like, Parmesan and ranch sounds really fucking good. I'm just as bad as the rest. No, that sounds really good, though. But Cheez-Its did have a push a while back where they had a bunch of different creative flavors. And I loved one of them. It was like a chili flavor, I think it was. That was really good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that one. I used to just sit there and eat the whole fucking box in the sitting. Those were so delicious. All right. So here's one for you. A dead Ohio man's roommates drove his body to withdraw money from his bank account.
Weekend of Bernie's type shit.
Dude. I'm going through something, you know, right now, my grandfather, where people are trying to get money from a fucking guy who's not even dead yet.
Yeah.
And this just goes to show how fucking bad people are when it comes to money. I mean, this person is dead. The day before they died, they were probably having a great conversation. And now that he's dead, it's like, hey, now how can we use him? You know what I mean? Isn't that just, that's very ghoulish, don't you think?
Yep.
It's fucking disgusting, man. Anyway, two roommates of a recently deceased man were each charged with abusing a corpse after propping up his body to withdraw money from his bank. The pair, Laureen B. Farallo and Karen Casbaum, 55 and 63, so they should know better, found the man dead Monday and took his body to a bank where they had previously accompanied him. What the, who the fuck is this, like, Jack Roper? Is this Three's a Company? He's got two chicks, he's living with his roommates. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I know one of them was his girlfriend. I don't know who the...
Yeah, the other one was his bitch. Anyway, with the help of a third unnamed person, the roommates carried the body to the front seat of the man's car so bank staff could see him. As his eyes fucking rolled in the back of his head, his head's his back. Hey, sir, how you doing, sir?
He put sunglasses on.
Oh, he's napping. I mean, the fuck? Oh, my God, this is so weird. They drove to the familiar bank branch where they withdrew an undisclosed amount of money. The pair previously withdrew money from the man's account with him present and approving, so they didn't think twice about it. The chief told the Star Bacon daily news platform in Ashtabula that suspects used the bank's drive-through teller window. The alleged caper unraveled where the duo dropped the body off at Ashtabula County Medical Center after the withdrawal and left quickly without giving hospital staff information about the man. One of the two later called the facility with some of the man's story, and the body was identified as Douglas Lehman. So they took him to the hospital. At least they took him to the hospital.
Yeah, they dropped his dead body off after withdrawing $900 from the bank.
Mm. Officers went to his home where the roommates told them about the bank trip. The suspects have since appeared in court, police said, though it was not clear if they entered pleas or were assigned attorneys. The county public defender's office not immediately responded to requests for comment. So the bond is set at $5,000 and they're appearing for arraignment next week. Really fucked up right there, man. Immediately just took him to the bank. That was the first thing on their mind, was taking this guy's money. The second he died, not taking him to the hospital. See if maybe they can bring him back or whatever the fuck, you know? No, it was to go get his money. Isn't that fucked up, man? And that's the majority of people out there would probably do the same fucking thing, which is absolutely horrible.
You ever see Weekend at Bernie's, man?
Yeah, I saw it a long time ago.
That was an awesome movie, man.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Maybe not a majority of the people. Maybe it's just the ones that we just happen to find these stories of all the fucking time where this happens.
Well, it's because we're looking.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess maybe it doesn't always happen,
but it seems to. I don't go looking for sweet stories. I go looking for, like, weird things.
No, it just seems to. But this is, I don't go looking for any of this shit. It just happens. you just fucking click on a website and it's all this shit. Maybe the world just wants you to see ugly for some reason. They don't want you to think that things can ever get better. Who knows? Well, things did not certainly get better for this woman who lost both her feet after her boyfriend pushed her on the subway tracks.
Jeez.
Notice how it doesn't say ex-boyfriend, so she's still with this motherfucker. I hope not. The woman lost both of her feet after her boyfriend allegedly pushed her onto the subway tracks in New York City into the path of an oncoming train. The 29-year-old woman and her boyfriend were reportedly arguing at the Fulton Street subway station in Manhattan Saturday morning when he allegedly shoved her onto the... He didn't allegedly fucking shove her. He shoved the bitch. Does she have feet? No. He shoved her. Not allegedly. He shoved the bitch.
Well, she could have tripped.
No, he shoved the bitch. Allegedly. The fuck out of here. She was then struck by a southbound 3 train.
I like when they say allegedly when they have, like, video proof. The person doing the actual thing. It's allegedly until the conviction comes in.
You're only immediately guilty if you're white. New York Police Department officer responded to the station shortly before 10:30 a.m. to a report of a woman on the tracks. Officers found the victim conscious and responsive with injuries to her legs after being struck by the train. Both of her feet had been amputated. The victim was transported to a local hospital in stable condition. The boyfriend allegedly fled the scene. Was he fucking there when the cops showed up? Can you answer that question? No. Then he fucking fled. He wasn't. He didn't allegedly. He wasn't there. He fucking left. Allegedly, we can't tell for sure. Well, was he there? You know, come on, people. The incident comes days after Kathy Hochul announced that New York National Guard troops and New York State police troopers will be deployed into the subway system to target transit crime.
See, that's what I read last week.
Yeah.
That they were going to start doing more security.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
It's supposed to add 1,000 New York City police officers to the patrol subway lines and do security checks there.
Do you think that's going to change anything?
I mean, it does keep people honest. That's why a lot of
cops... I mean, at least they're trying.
On the road, I mean, like...
I just think it's a little too late, man. That shit's been going on for a long time.
I mean, anytime you have the presence of police, you're going to lower crime. You just have to have a presence. I mean, that stops probably half the crimes right there. If people know there's people watching them, they're going to stop. Mm-hmm. A lot of stores, they'll have a fake security camera in the corner with like a blinking red light. It doesn't even record.
Yeah.
But it does deter crime. You look up, you're like, oh shit, they got a camera. And you don't, and you might put that pack of gum down. You see a cop, you're like, I'm not fucking, you know, the guy's got a gun. I'm not going to fuck. I was telling the story how whenever we're driving down the road and you see a cop car, everyone slows down. And you drive past, you look, there's no cop in there.
Yeah.
It's just a cop car. Empty cop car, but it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, it is a good plan, but it's very confusing when you think about New York and these Democratic states that were like, hey, we don't want police, defund the police. All of a sudden, the crime is exploding. So you got to think to yourself, I mean, they knew what was going to happen. You can't underestimate the enemy here. I mean, these people, they are the enemy. And they're not stupid. They know what they're doing. They're not dumb. They, I mean, or it's going to defund the police and crime is just going to go away. No, they knew it was going to fucking happen. You got to think, why though? Because there are always a few steps ahead. I mean, we're just idiots with a microphone. People listening to us are, you know, we're just normal people that go to work and fucking come home and support your family. You got to do what you got to do. These people are playing a much different game. You know, they're doing some crazy shit here. You got to wonder why all of a sudden now they're just putting their foot down on crime. And you know what I'm thinking here? I'm thinking they're stirring the hornet's nest here to get everyone pissed off because they don't want you voting. They're going to say it's too dangerous to go vote. There's too much crime. And we are doing our part here. You're going to see cops on the roads. New York and these Democratic states, it's too unsafe to vote. We got too many homeless and migrants. Stay home. Stay home. This is the problem. Stay home. And I'm telling you, man, they already pulled the COVID thing. They can't do that again. Not this soon. People are going to sniff it out too quick.
Yeah, I don't need
it. I think they're going to try some violence thing in Democrat. Oh, stay home. It's too crazy out here. There's violence in the streets. Gunfire.
But then how would they win the election if they can't vote?
How'd they do it last time? How'd they steal it last time? They fucking had mail-in voting and all that other nefarious shit they were pulling. I'm telling you, they're gonna try something. Mm. I mean, they got fucking Joe Biden versus Trump again, which is fucking garbage.
How boring is that?
Well, it ain't gonna be boring if Trump goes back to his old ways of talking shit, but he's even fucking, you know.
They're two old guys. Can they both just go away and get someone with a brain in there?
Trump will be better than what we got now, but is he going to be different? And how much different is he going to be? The guy fucking sold us out to the scientists over COVID, you know? I mean, I don't trust that piece of fucking shit, but I trust him more than Biden.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, well, I have one more. A Wisconsin man who legally changed his first name to D's Nuts has been arrested following a violent domestic confrontation, police report.
He changed his name legally to D's Nuts, man. I mean, it's got to be better than what his mama named him.
Derek.
Okay. He should have stuck with Derek.
Seriously, man. Is that what your friends are calling you?
Hey, D's. I mean.
Oh, okay. Probably D's, right?
I guess. But he could have been D's as Derek. He could have been, call me D.
This, right? I mean, like, oh, God. So D's Nuts Kroll, who's 42, was busted last Tuesday night for battery and disorderly conduct, both misdemeanors, according to a criminal complaint, which includes a Green Bay Police Department officer's observation that D's Nuts appeared to be highly intoxicated. Police allege that Kroll punched and shoved his daughter and tangled with her boyfriend on East Walnut Street residence where the trio reside. According to the complaint, Kroll accused his daughter of failing to do small household chores and care for their puppies. At one point, cops alleged Kroll, who was unencumbered by a shirt, pulled out a BB gun that resembled a pistol. Kroll was booked into the Brown County Jail, from which he was released Wednesday after posting a $1,000 bond. And he's had... I did see, like, an update or whatever, or a side note. He's had this name for, like, years. So this wasn't like a drunken, like stupid thing where he filled out a... This moron changed his name years and years and years ago and still has it. And he's 42 years old.
Never grew out of it. I mean, this is a case of just not having parents in your life, man.
And you have a daughter. You punched your daughter. Yeah. Like, what's your dad's name? D's Nuts? Like, how the hell?
Fucking, you know, parenting skills you expect a guy named D's Nuts to have.
Just, oh my God. Just so weird.
It's just stupid, man. I mean, you would think that as a kid, you do stupid shit for a quick laugh.
Right. I could see it back then. Like,
yeah, but then you change your name back. I mean, what fucking person would actually grant this request?
I don't know.
You have an intervention. I mean, I understand if you got like $500 to change your name or whatever it costs you to legally change it. But I mean, is it worth it? Your social security card is going to get sent to you with D's Nuts on it. Got to get a new birth certificate. Like, what was wrong with Derek? You know, I just want to go by D's Nuts. And that's his first name. Does he have a last name or is it
Kroll?
D's Nuts Kroll.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, at least go the full way. D's Nuts Sweaty. I mean, change the fucking name.
Oh my God.
Fucking A.
Dude, that would be hilarious.
D's Nuts Stank. What's your name? D's Nuts Stank. How you doing? I don't know, man. So these guys had a fucking terrible night. Worse than D's Nuts. Young men in Atlanta were knocked out and kidnapped and then robbed after visiting bars in Buckhead.
Damn.
Yeah, man, these guys got... 8 men got fucked up, apparently, and not by that Anthony Joshua punch. They said they lost consciousness and were robbed of thousands of dollars while out at bars in a wealthy Atlanta neighborhood from November 2021 to last month. We're in a conversation with 6 of the men in police reports, filed by 2 others. Okay, so this is over a period of time. The men said they believed to be drugged or described feeling abnormally intoxicated shortly before their phones were used to transfer thousands of dollars out of their bank accounts, largely using mobile payment apps such as Venmo, Zelle, Apple Cash, PayPal, and Cash App. And their credit cards were used to make fraudulent purchases, according to documentation victims share with NBC News and police records. So that brings up an important point, though. How theft before, I mean, you would think that digital currency would be the way to get away from crime and theft because, hey, you're not going to get knocked out and
not if
cash taken.
Stored on your phone.
But now they're just taking, yeah, exactly, thousands, in a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
But if I had cash, I might have had like $150, $200 cash from going out with the boys for a night of drinking. If you lose that, that's fine. Who cares, right? You got into a fight, you lost a couple bucks or whatever.
Yeah, it's not your life savings.
But this guy's, 8 guys' accounts were wiped the fuck out, you know? So 5 of the 8 men, one of whom was the subject of an NBC News report in February, also alleged that while they were in and out of consciousness on the nights of their encounters, they were driven around Atlanta in unfamiliar cars by strangers. How fucking fucked up were they? Be driven around? So these guys like picked you up like a baby and brought you around the places and shit?
Took them on tour.
Yeah, took them on tour. You wake up, you're at the mall and be like, are we there yet? They're fucking eating. They're at the Burger King drive through when you wake up again. Like, where are these guys going? So the alleged incidents, the alleged again. The alleged incidents occurred after the men went out to bars in Buckhead, an affluent Atlanta neighborhood known for its vibrant nightlife and young crowd. After NBC News, that's probably where the gays hang out. That's what it sounds like. But I would like to know. That's important to the story. NBC News found other alleged victims through social media and public records requests of the Atlanta Police Department focusing on several local bars. While 4 men said the alleged crimes occurred at 5 Paces Inn, others said incidents took place at 3 other popular bars in the area, 30, Johnny's Highway, and the Ivy Buckhead. 6 of the men reported the crimes to the police, and all their cases remain open. So these guys just got fucked up. One person lost $13,000, another one lost $27,000, another one $13,500. So these guys were not losing, you know, a couple dollars here and there. This is, like this is a case of, like, serious funds being stolen.
That's terrible.
I mean, let this be a lesson. You know?
Yeah.
You gotta be fucking careful, man. You just gotta be safe. Like, put 2-factor authentication on your devices, maybe. Lock screens on your phones would be nice. I mean, don't put your facial recognition on there. Put a code on there because they can knock you out and easily hold your face to it, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe get rid of facial detection. Put a 6-digit code instead of a 4-digit code. So if they knock you out, they can't get in your phone and take your shit. You'll just be knocked out and lose a phone you can replace and still have your money. I mean, shit.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Stay the fuck away from people. Why do you have to go out to a fucking bar, man? I mean, I understand the appeal. You want to be social and have a good time, but this shit like this happens, you know? Go with a group of people maybe that you're friends with. Don't go alone. Go with people you can trust if you're going to go out at all. You got to watch out. This is a fucked up world, man, you know? Like, you might be there with a group of your friends, but there might be a group of people looking to take advantage of people like you, you know?
Yeah.
They go out there for that sole purpose. Not everyone goes out to have a good time. Other people go out to ruin other people's good times to take advantage of them and shit. Really fucked up here. I got one more for you. Tennessee farm worker finds severed pig's head at their workstation after being asking for a pay raise.
Oh, poor pig.
Yeah. Did you ever ask for a pay raise at work, and what was the response?
No, I never did. I was given it.
Yeah.
I had a huge pay raise. I had a $3 pay raise, you did, man. Yeah. Yeah. I went to work one day. I was pulled in for a meeting, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? It was a store manager. It was my bakery department manager. And she's like, I don't know how you would feel, but we would like to put you overnight. And I'm like, what the fuck?
All right.
Like, why? Because we had babies. We had the two babies. And she's like, that way you can be home all day with the babies, and I'll give you a $3 raise if you do overnights on the weekend. And I'm like, fuck yeah.
Like, okay.
Okay.
Twist my arm.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
So the Department of Labor seeks to prevent a Tennessee farm from retaliating against employees after a severed pig's head was allegedly left at a workstation. What's up with this allegedly bullshit, man? If it was there.
Right. Well, they have to prove that this person did
I guess. I don't know, because it's like we're talking in hypotheticals here when you're reporting the news. Yeah. It's like, stop fucking... I want the news. I don't want a fucking hypothetical. Was it fucking left there or not? Don't report it until you got the fucking facts. Anyway, the department requested a temporary restraining order in February... Was this an allegedly temporary restraining order? Well, I mean, fucking A with these people.
Was it allegedly February?
Exactly. Was it allegedly the desert? Allegedly, fucking A. My head's going to explode. Two employees, a husband and a wife, a couple whose job duties allegedly included providing animal care for pigs on the farm in Henry County, asked their employer about pay later and filed a complaint with the DOL's Wage and Hour Division in February 2022, according to the complaint. After learning of the complaint, Tosh Pork allegedly tasked one employee with cleaning offices, bathrooms, and picking up pig waste, all responsibilities outside of the worker's normal job duties. Tosh Pork also allegedly tried to force both employees to sign a document forbidding them from speaking with co-workers about pay issues. Tosh Pork's appalling actions and clear attempts to intimidate and retaliate against his employees will not be tolerated, Tramell Howard, a regional solicitor with DOL, who's responsible for the civil litigation trial, said in a statement. So this one says that, you know, they found a fucking pig head on their fucking office desk when they came in, which is probably something that did happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see this isn't the first one of these stories where... people were doing dumb shit at work like this, you know, and really fucked up situation.
Why kill the pig, though? Yeah. Why not just put a bunch of pig waste on the desk?
I don't think I'd do any of this. Why kill the pig? Just say no. Now you open up a whole another fucking door of litigation opportunities there for these people.
Get a different job or something. Like, I don't know.
Well, you know they're saying now that before it was like the employees had all the power during COVID. Like, oh, everyone's staying home and the employees... or fucking, you know, in high demand because the companies were trying to get their businesses back open. They needed people to work. Remember before they were commanding these high-ass salaries and shit? Mm-hmm. People were getting whatever the fuck they wanted. Now they're saying that the pendulum swung back. Now they're saying the company's got the power now. So you got to be fucking grateful to even have a job. So I'll be fucking bitching about raises to everybody, you know. I'm sure they raise a stink and they were probably the kind of shit stirrers at work.
Yeah.
Talking shit about everybody and they probably had no. I mean, there's more to the story than the company just didn't maliciously do this. I'm sure there's more to it. You know, office drama goes.
They probably weren't even working there long or something.
Yeah. Probably not even that long. Just a couple of fucking assholes trying to get more than they deserve. You know how it goes.
There you go.
I'll tell you what, man. This has been a weird week. It's already Wednesday. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I know.
Fucking weird week, man. It's been flying by. Everything's going quick right now. And the weather's getting nice. We're in that tipping point here where it's a little cold in the mornings, but it's starting to get a little bit warmer in the afternoons. And
it's 30 and 40 in the morning, but right now it's 74 out there. I'm like, oh, it's nice out.
Yeah, you're not wearing your cozy thing, and I'm starting to take my fucking robe off, man. It's starting to get really nice in this house, so definitely excited for the weather and the way things are going now, and, you know, hopefully things start getting... We're going to have some work done here in the house soon, too.
Next couple of weeks, yeah.
Yeah, it's finally freaking happening. We're waiting for install dates. We finally got all the pieces we needed.
Yep.
For your favorite project, I mean, this is your favorite thing that we're getting done, right?
Fucking blinds, man. I can't fucking wait.
You're getting new blinds installed. All that stuff's going to be fun. We're getting the house painted, so it's going to be exciting times here. And I can't wait for that weather, man. I'm waiting for that water park. I just want to go in there one time, and I'll be fucking sick and tired of it. Seeing all the people in their fucking...
Oh, no, I'm sure we're going to come back with stories.
Their work boots, like, in the fucking pool?
Yeah, how many people are going to wear their jean jackets into the fucking wave pool? Like, it's ridiculous. People are so fucking
idiots,
weird.
Idiots, man. Idiots.
I will try to take some pictures this year. Like, I just, I don't know. I didn't want to get caught, but we saw some weird-ass shit last year.
I got
year.
A few.
Fucking weirdos.
Let's get to it here, man. This is a fucking crazy one that I got for you today. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
I don't know why the hell you love this segment so much. I'm trying to find out. I've been asking.
I'm trying for you to stop asking the question.
I just want to know. When the fuck are you going to tell me? And I'll stop asking.
Oh, my God.
All right, so this person wants to know. Am I the asshole for asking my mother to leave because she won't stop wasting my food?
Oh, boy.
Your mom lived with you for a while.
Yeah.
What was it that did it for you? Was she a good roommate?
She told my sister she was going to knock her through the wall.
Well, was she a good roommate besides that?
She was fine. It just... she needed a place to stay. It's because she sold her condo and... she sold her house and her condo was being built. So she needed some place to stay. Fine. Move in with me, my first apartment, which was tiny. So I don't know. It was just like, I don't like living with people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that's family, but it's like in that small of an apartment,
yeah.
You're kind of on top of each other. And it's just like, and then when she's angry and pissed off, you can't get away. Oh, God, it was just not a good situation. It wasn't a good situation from the beginning.
I can imagine.
It's terrible.
Because you're the same way I am, and that's why we get along so well, I think, is because we both love our space.
Yeah.
We do our own thing. The kids are the same way. We got the perfect setup
in
this house.
And that's what makes us happy. We're not miserable. We're not, like, hating each other or anything. We just like to be left alone.
That's the way it is.
So it's just when you're in a small area, like, go the fuck away.
Like, I don't know about you, but I grew up in a house. I had three sisters, a brother, and my mom, and everyone was on top of each other. Because then my sisters were fucking like bunny rabbits and bringing kids in the house, and there was too many people in the fucking house. You were always on top of somebody.
Yeah.
I always wanted my own, like, leave me the fuck alone space, you know? And I was always like this. I wanted to be left alone. Can never get it. So it's like, it's great. You got, everyone's got their own little, you know, segment of the house and shit, so...
I got the biggest segment of the house.
You do.
But you know what? That's a segment that everyone comes walking through all day.
Everything is
the
in there.
The dogs are out there.
Yeah, you got everything. You got all the good and the bad. All right, so here we go. My baby sister just had a baby, and her mom came to help. My sister and her husband live in a tiny apartment with no room for my mom. I agreed to let her stay with me since I live only 8 blocks away. It's walkable. My plan was to Uber her over in the morning and pick her up after work. I only eat one meal a day during the week, supper. I have coffee for breakfast and some fruit for lunch. On Saturday, I treat myself to a good breakfast, and Sundays, I take the woman I'm dating for brunch. What the fuck is brunch?
Breakfast, lunch. It's like 11 o'clock or something like that. Like a late early lunch.
Can't you just call it one or the other?
Listen.
People are so fucking
stupid. Some people
stupid.
Are well to do and have to... use different words.
Brunch. Use me for brunch. What the fuck is brunch,
dude? You're taking women out to eat. Good for you.
I just want to know what the fuck am I eating. Am I going to order bacon and eggs? Am I ordering a sandwich and fries? What the fuck am I getting? What is it? So my mother decided this was unacceptable. She got up early and went through my fridge and freezer to make me breakfast. I told her that I appreciate it, but I do not usually eat breakfast. She said that was stupid. Oh, she already pissed me off. The motherfucker doesn't eat breakfast. He said he doesn't. Why are you going to judge it?
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing what you want them to do.
Yeah, but that's a mom.
Yeah, that pisses me off. Shut the fuck up.
But once the kid says, like, look, I'm not going to eat it.
All right,
then
suffer.
Okay.
You don't want to eat? Fuck
don't waste the food.
Yeah, don't fucking force shit. You know what I mean? Like, I think we did that when the kids were, like, little. I'm not hungry. We'll eat. Well, here, why don't you eat a little something? Like, no, you trust them. Are you hungry? No. All right, then tell me when you are. You'll eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Nice, easy, relaxed atmosphere. I don't see why people are so... people overcomplicate shit.
Yeah.
They really do, man. She said that was stupid. I very clearly communicated to her that she was welcome to eat anything in my home, but to please not make me breakfast as it was a waste. She made breakfast the following day. I walked out without eating it. I figured worst case scenario, I could eat it for supper. She threw it out since I didn't eat it.
Oh, my God.
I told her once more to please not waste my food. She made breakfast for me the next day.
Oh, my God, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, okay, now I'm getting pissed off. This is day three of you just cooking, knowing I'm not going to eat it. And then you're going to dump it out in the trash. You're not even going to eat it. So what the fuck are you doing? You're not even going to... why not bring it to the baby sister who just had a baby down the street?
Yeah.
Make her breakfast. Bring breakfast over for her that one. Like, what's happening? You're wasting food.
I'll give her the benefit of the doubt for the first day because it's like, okay, if you're in someone else's house with a guest and you're cooking, you want to cook something for them. So you're trying to be nice. Mm-hmm. But if they say, hey, listen, I don't do breakfast. Please don't make me breakfast. But you go ahead and eat. Mm-hmm. And if you keep doing it, that's going to be a problem because it's like you're not fucking respecting my wishes here. You're disrespecting me at a certain point, right? You would think so, even if it's your mom. So she's wasting my food for no good reason. I'm not poor or anything, but wasting food is a pet peeve of mine. She said I was being ungrateful for her help and she was doing it to be nice since I was letting her stay with me. I explained to her again that I do not need, want, require, or desire breakfast during the week. She said she understood.
And then she made it the next day.
I had enough. Yep, she did it again. I took her luggage with me when I dropped her off at my sister's home. I told my doorman that my guest was no longer welcome. Damn.
I didn't even have a doorman.
Yeah. Well, that's not really like...
That's nice.
Well, it's not ritzy either. I mean, that could just be an apartment complex. You got like a million people. It's like the Friends building. Mm-hmm. You got a million people in that fucking place. You're like, fuck, I would rather have my own home without a doorman than be in that fucking shithole.
Yeah.
Because then you're in the city. Oh, fuck, all that noise. I got so many messages from her all day and my sister. Even my dad called me and asked me to change my mind. I said no. I guarantee you, if he brought her back in, she would make breakfast again. Just because she don't
listen. I just want to buy the food. I want to buy the breakfast food.
She just don't
listen. She has nothing to cook.
Yeah.
If she's hungry, she can go stop at Dunkin' Donuts and get breakfast for herself.
I don't know. I'm with this guy so far, man. It's annoying.
I agree. But I would have just not... I wouldn't have bought any food. Unless I planned on eating that day.
I just hate people that don't fucking listen. Like, motherfucker, I told you. Yeah. I get very mad with that shit. So he had to drive up and rent an Airbnb close to my sister. Because my mom was too scared to stay by herself. He's retired, so he didn't miss work or anything. My sister came over alone to talk to me. She said I was being a complete ass and that I could afford the food my mom was wasting. I said I could, but I didn't want to. And this guy, he shouldn't have to just spend money and just throw shit out.
What's the point of... Oh, my God.
Can you imagine going to the grocery store, spending $100, and then going home and then throwing that shit in your garbage? That's exactly what she's doing.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. She literally used up 2 months' worth of my food. She made up huge breakfast that I didn't even eat. I kept all my bacon in individual servings to keep me going for the 2 months. She thawed out 3 for every breakfast. 1 for her and 2 for me, and I ate 0. My father asked me to let her back in. I said I would under the condition that she understood that my food is completely off limits to her. She can pay for her own food. I said I would make room in the freezer and fridge for her. She said I was being ridiculous and petty. So my dad is staying neutral. My mom and sister think I'm being a jackass. My girlfriend thinks the whole thing is hilarious and refuses to get involved. Girlfriend smart.
Yeah, he's not being an asshole. I would just be like, look, my food is off limits. And if she starts doing it again, like, get the fuck out. You're not allowed back.
Yeah.
Like, I gave you a chance. You're not listening.
It's like, fucking listen, bitch. You know, I mean, like, I understand you're the mom and all, but fucking
like, this guy seems very organized. He's even, like... Yeah. Got his bacon all separated for certain days and stuff. Like, good for this dude.
You gotta fucking listen, goddammit. I mean, I understand her doing it once. Like, oh, I made some for myself, so I want to make you some too. I don't want to be rude. Oh, no, you don't have to do that. And right there, okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to make it awkward. Like, you don't have to do things to be polite. You're the guy's fucking mom. Just make yourself something to eat and do it. We wiped this dude's ass.
And why throw it out? Why not wrap it up and put it aside and maybe he would come home from work and be hungry? Like, that's weird that she just tossed it.
Yeah, she just thinks she knows better. And that pisses me off, too. The whole comment in the beginning where, oh... That's stupid. You don't eat breakfast. I'm going to make it for you and you're going to eat.
Like, I don't eat breakfast.
Get the fuck out of here, bitch.
A lot of people don't.
He fucking said he doesn't want it. He doesn't eat breakfast. Leave him the fuck alone. If someone says they don't want something, stop pushing it on them. I hate that shit. There's nothing I hate more than pushy ass people, and his mom's very pushy. So this guy's not an asshole for me.
Yeah, no.
Even kicking your mom out is pretty rough, but she's not fucking listening.
Yeah. Fuck that.
I don't know. I don't know how much more blunt this guy could have been. Like, fucking stop. Mm-hmm. He had to do it. I mean, she gave him no other choice. It sucks that you had to kick your mom out. And I know it's petty, but I am petty. So there you go. You agree?
Yeah.
About me being petty or this person being an asshole?
This person being an asshole, good. Asshole.
Good.
Fucking so, bitch.
What do you got planned for the next couple days?
I got nothing. Amazing Reese comes back tonight with, I think, I'm hoping it's 2 episodes, but I'm not sure. So I'll be watching that. Shit. And, finishing up the reunion for the last shit-ass season of The Challenge. Yeah. And then...
You really got nothing, do you?
No, I have literally nothing. Saw me yesterday. I was looking on old apps. I looked on every single one.
You did, yeah.
And I was scrolling, and I'm like, fuck this. Mm-hmm. And I exited out, and I'm like, back to Peacock, or not Peacock, back to Paramount on live TV.
I go on these apps, and I find something on every one of them. Just immediately I can find shit.
It's just, I don't know. I'm telling you, I'm in this funk, and I can't seem to get out of it. So. Yeah. I don't know. I have things that I want to watch. I'm just not in the mood to watch them yet.
Yeah. My list has grown. I got more shit to watch. There's just so many things I got to catch up on. Like, just movies, TV, all sorts of friends. If you guys got any suggestions, you can always send it on to us here. I got them coming from all over the place.
Yeah, stop it. No one needs to send you any more suggestions.
I need suggestions,
You're
man.
Getting sidetracked. Your friends that are watching stuff with you want you to concentrate on what you're watching.
Listen, I don't know what the fuck is going on
anymore.
You can't
be jumping around.
I have no attention at all. No attention span. But I am focusing. And American Horror Story is the one I'm watching right now. I'm really enjoying that one. Murder House was the first one I watched. And my only problem with those is they throw too much at you, man. They overcomplicate it. It's a fucking American Horror Story. Mm-hmm. Find a central theme, a horror theme, and you carry it for 13 episodes or whatever, however long. And it's over. They're one season, and then it goes to another story, completely different people, playing different people. So it's like they recycle the actors.
Yeah.
They play different parts and whatnot, you know. They're completely unrelated.
See, that would drive me nuts. I can't
it's okay.
That.
But so far, the first and the second season, the same people that played assholes and bad guys are playing assholes and bad guys in part two. So I'm like, if I see them in the third one, I'm just going to immediately know they're going to turn bad on me or be the monster, you know. Change it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah, that's bothering me a little bit, that, and it's not like One Tree Hill where it's like every 5 seconds you're getting hit with like some kind of crazy plot twist. It's all over the place. I feel like I'm watching five different things at once. Like, they brought Anne Frank into the one I'm watching now, and it wasn't. They talk about Nazis, and then they were completely dropped, and now they're doing something else in the same season. And I'm on season two right now, if anyone's curious, Asylum. And it's decent, it is, but I'm like, slow the fuck down. Slow down.
You said that with One Tree Hill, though, when you liked it.
One Tree Hill, fuck, I don't know how they did it, man. But, like, this one, it's almost like me when I'm, like, completely stoned. Like, when I hit that fifth dimension, like now, where I'm talking about one thing and then eight different things come out at once and they're non-related. That's how this show feels. It feels like one giant fucking stoner session. And I can't follow it, but it's still entertaining. But, I don't know. Okay. Tell me where you can find us.
You can find us at Voice of Misery on all platforms and Voice of Misery Podcast at gmail.com.